Okay, so let's go for the word for word meanings. Sanjaya Uvacha. Sanjaya said, Iti, thus, Arjunam, Antu Arjuna, Vasudeva, Krishna, Tata, in that way, Uktva, speaking, Swakam, his guru, sorry, his own, Swakam, his own, Rupam, form, Darsayam, Asa, as Darsayam Asa, meaning showed. Buyaha, again, Asbasayam Asa, encourage. Cha, also, Vitam, fearful, Enam, him. Bhutva, becoming, Punaha, again, Saumya Bapuhu, the beautiful form, Mahatma, the great one. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Ki. Sanjaya said to Dhritarashtra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, having spoken thus to Arjuna, displayed his real forearm form and at last showed his two-arm form, thus encouraging the fearful Arjuna. If you wish, please repeat after me. Sanjaya said to Dhritarashtra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, having spoken thus to Arjuna, displayed his real forearm form, and at last showed his two-arm form, thus encouraging the fearful Arjuna. Purport. When Krishna appeared as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, he first of all appeared as four-armed Narayan, but when he was requested by his parents, he transformed himself into an ordinary child in appearance. Similarly, Krishna knew that Arjuna was not interested in seeing a four-handed form, but since Arjuna asked to see this four-armed form, Krishna also showed him this form again and then showed himself in his two-handed form. The word Saumyabapuhu is very significant. Saumyabapuhu is a beautiful form. It is known as the most beautiful form. When he was present, everyone was attracted simply by Krishna's form, and because Krishna is the director of the universe, he just banished the fear of Arjuna, his devotee, and showed him again his beautiful form of Krishna. In the Brahma Samhita 5.38, it is stated, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Only a person whose eyes are smeared with the ointment of love can see the beautiful form of Sri Krishna. Repeat the verse again for you. Sanjaya Uvacha. Iti Arjunam Vasudevastatoktva Swakam Rupam Darsayam Asabhuyaham Asvasayam Asachavitam Enam Bhuta Puna Saumya Bapur Mahatma. Which means, Sanjaya said to Dhritarashtra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, having spoken thus to Arjuna, displayed his real four-arm form and at last showed his two-arm form, thus encouraging the fearful Arjuna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Ahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sigurum Vaishnavam cha sirupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunatam vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam Sri Radha Krishna padam sahagana lalita sevisakam vitam cha e krishna karuna sindhu dinavando jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi, Radhe Vrindavanesvari, Vrishavano Sute Devi, Panamami Hari Priye, Vanchakalpata Rubyacha, Kripa Sindhu Vyahevacha, Patitanam Pavanevyo, Vaisnavevyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Okay, so basically this verse which is at the end of chapter 11 just a few verses more to start the devotional service of the Lord Bhakti Yoga And there, here Lord Krishna is displaying his universal form just to make sure at the request of Arjuna that everyone is actually realizing, maybe not everyone, but to display this wonderful majestic feature so that he's actually confirming, actually is manifesting himself just as a by little display of his energies, this form, so that there is no doubt for the intelligent seer that he is God. So that is it may be necessary before going through chapter 12 where he is actually exposing Bhakti Yoga as the highest way of self-realization. So it may be needed. so a few, I checked some, like to share with you, I was looking for how to present the class. And I collected many things on some of the interesting points. That I found are, for example, that that of course we cannot compare the material although it's not, it's a form of Krishna which makes it transcendental. The universal form is temporary form and is considered material. It depends. I was asking, requesting Maharaj, and I read a few commentaries on that. And is a from the point of view of Arjuna, is actually it may be seen as material because it's a temporary form, and is there is suffering on it because there are so many warriors who are dying there. Being smashed and in that sense is material, but of course since it's Krishna, it is spiritual. So there are two points of view in this regard. And then another important point is that the devotees are actually not endeavoring to see this form because it's universal form. It's not the highest because you cannot love this universal form. So there are as Srila Prabhupada says, don't try to love the Visvarupa. It is not possible. In the universal form, Lord displays his opulence and power, but he does not reciprocate love with his devotees. And it's a nice analogy that Prabhupada gives. It's explaining that if a boy's father is a policeman, and even the boy may become afraid and forget his love if his father appear before him revolving with a gun, you know, and in performing his duty. So similarly, Arjuna became fearful when he saw Krishna's universal form. When Krishna returned to his pleasing two-form, however, Arjuna was fully satisfied. And although the Visvarupa was frightening, the Lord is the same in the Visvarupa as and now, meaning that all the forms of Krishna actually are the same. So if we approach the Lord without bhakti, he will become or appear frightening. It's a good also good comment. So it's also is according to our approach how the Lord is actually manifesting himself. In Bhagavad Gita 9.13, if you want to check also in a purport, in the last paragraph, it is said that pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the four-armed Mahavishnu. They are simply attracted by the two-armed form of Krishna. They are not attracted to other features of Krishna, nor are they convinced with any form of a demigod of a human being. They meditate only upon Krishna in Krishna consciousness. And then I found in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, chapter 3, the summary, is explained how the Vaki also is, I will read it for you. Mother Devaki, being fully transcendental, Satchit Ananda, does not belong to this material world. Does the Supreme Personality of Godhead appear with four hands, as if born from her womb? Upon seeing the Lord in that Vishnu form, Vasudeva was struck with wonder, and in transcendental happiness, he and Devaki mentally gave 10,000 cows in charity to the Brahmanas. Vasudeva then offered prayers to the Lord. And then it's explained that actually Devaki was afraid because in this case, as opposed to Arjuna, maybe not opposed, but it's not equal, but that she was afraid because she was trying to protect his child because she thought Mother Devaki requested Krishna to display to his two-armed form because she thought that Kamsa may kill him. So she was scared. She had this child who suddenly manifested his four-armed form with the disc, with the conch shell, with the flower. And then she thought, oh my God, if Kamsa comes, it's gonna be trouble because out of love for the child, wanted to protect him. And it's a nice quote here where Krishna is saying, Krishna himself, in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, that even, Krishna speaking, my own arm form, with four hands, is not dearer to me than a Brahmana. So a Brahmana is more dear than this form of Lord Krishna with four arms. Because within himself, a learned Brahmana comprises all the Vedas, just as within myself I comprise all the demigods. So I repeat that. Within himself, a learned Brahmana comprises all the Vedas. You know? So all the Vedas are actually within the body of the Brahmana. So in the same way that all the demigods are in the body of Krishna. So Lord Krishna is not considering that form of four-armed Mordia to me than the Brahmanas, because he loves the Brahmanas and the cows. These are nice prayers that I found in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and where Lord Shiva is praying to the Lord and he's saying, "My dear Lord, I wish to see you exactly in the form that your very dear devotees worship. You have many other forms, but I wish to see your form that is especially liked by the devotees. Please be merciful upon me and show me that form, for only that form worshipped by the devotees can perfectly satisfy all the demands of the senses." The Lord's beauty resembles a dark cloud with during the rainy season. As the rainfall glistens, his bodily features also glisten. Indeed, he is the sum total of all beauty. The Lord has four arms and an exquisitely beautiful face with eyes like lotus petals, a beautiful highly raised nose, a mind attracting a smile, a beautiful forehead, and equally beautiful and fully decorated ears. And the purpose of Prabhupada is saying that in the Shruti or Veda mantra, it is said that the Supreme Absolute Truth is Sarva Kama, Sarva Ganda, Sarva Rasa. Or in other words, he is known as Raso Vaisaha, which means the source of all relishable relationships or rasas. We have various senses, the powers of seeing, tasting, smelling, touching, etc. And all the propensities of our senses can be satisfied when the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. Bhakti means engaging all the senses in the service of the master of the senses, Rishikesh. This is from the Nara Pancharatra. These material senses, however, cannot be engaged in the service of the Lord. Therefore, one has to become free from designations. Sarva Padi Vinir Bhuktam Tatparabena Nirmalam. From Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.12, one has to become free from all designations or false egotism and thus become purified. When we engage our senses in the service of the Lord, the desires or the inclinations of the senses can be perfectly fulfilled. Lord Shiva, therefore, wants to see the Lord in a form which is inconceivable to the Buddhist, actually. Prabhupada explains, the impersonalist or the Bodhist also have to see the form of the Absolute. In Buddhist temples, there are forms of Lord Buddha in meditation, but these are not worshipped like the forms of the Lord in Vaishnava temples, forms like Radha Krishna, Sitaram, or Lakshmi Narayan. Amongst the different sampradayas, Vaishnavas, either Radha Krishna or Lakshmi Narayan is worshipped. Lord Shiva wants to see that form perfectly, just as the devotees want to see it. The words Rupam Priyatamam Swanam are specifically mentioned here, indicating that Lord Shiva wants to see that form which is very dear to the devotees. The word Swanam of your devotees is especially significant because only the devotees are very, very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The jnanis, the karmis, and the yogis are not particularly dear, for the karmis simply want. What do you want, the karmis? One knows. To see the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their order supplier. The jnanis wants to see him to become one with him. And the yogis want to see him partially represented within their heart as Paramatma. But the bhaktas or devotees want to see him in his complete perfection And then it is stated in the Brahma Samhita 5:30, Venum konantam aravinda dalaya taksam varhava tamsam asitam buddha sundarangam kandarpakuti kamaniya kama visesa sovam govindam adipursam tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is adept at playing on his flute, whose eyes are blooming like lotus petals, whose head is bedecked with peacock feathers, whose beauty is tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and whose unique loveliness charms millions of cupids. Thus Lord Shiva's desire is to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is described in this way, that is, he wants to see him as he appears to the Bhagavatas, the devotees. The conclusion is that Lord Shiva wants to see him in complete perfection and not in the impersonalist or void this way. Although the Lord is one in his various forms, Advaitam, Achyutam, and Adim, still his form as the young enjoyer of the gopis and companion of the cowherd boys, Kishori Murti, is the most perfect form. Thus Vaishnavas accept the form of the Lord in his Vrindavan pastime as the chief form. And that is confirmed by the Srimad Bhagavatam Parivasa Sutra, which is 1328, first canto, third chapter. 28 is the Parivasa Sutra, meaning that is the statement, is the verse, is the sutra, which is actually most relevant of the whole book, of the whole Bhagavatam. It is actually because all the other statements, all the verses or slokas are actually subservient to this sloka, because it is explained that there that amongst all other the manifestations of Krishna, of the Godhead, the Supreme Lord is the highest form, the original one is Lord Krishna. So all the expansions are actually coming from the Lord, from the original form of Krishna. And then I'll continue reading. This is actually very relevant. In his description of Krishna's beauty, Lord Shiva uses the word charvayata chaturbahu suyata ruchirananam, indicating the beautiful forearm form of Narayan or Vishnu. Therefore, Lord Shiva prays to be engaged both in mind and in action in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord according to the directions of the Veda. So this fits actually in this part of the section we are reading, because actually, yes, as I said at the beginning of the class, that we are leading to the devotional service of the Lord. So here we find Lord Shiva praying in order, because he wants to control his senses. So those who worship Lord Krishna describe him as Sujata Ruchirananam. In the Vishnu Tattva, there are hundreds and thousands of millions of forms of the Supreme Lord, but all of these forms, the form of Krishna is the most beautiful. Thus, for those who worship Krishna, the word Sujata Ruchirananam is used. The four arms of Lord Vishnu have different purposes. The hands holding a lotus flower and a conch shell are meant for the devotees, whereas the other two hands holding a disc and a mace or club are meant for the demons. Actually, all of the Lord's arms are auspicious, whether they are holding conch shells and flowers or clubs and discs. The demons killed by Lord Vishnu's chakra disc and club are elevated to the spiritual world, just like the devotees who are protected by the hands holding the lotus flower and conch shells. However, the demons who are elevated to the spiritual world are situated in the impersonal Brahman effulgence, whereas the devotees are allowed to enter into the Vaikuntha planets. Those who are devotees of Lord Krishna are immediately elevated to the Goloka Vrindavan planet. The Lord beauty is compared to what? The Lord beauty. Yes. And? In this case? The moon, yeah. Anything else? Rainfall, because when the rain falls in the rainy season, It becomes more and more pleasing to the people. After the scorching heat of the summer season, the people enjoy the rainy season very much. Indeed, they even come out of their doors in the villages and enjoy the rainfall directly. Thus the Lord's bodily features are compared to the clouds of the rainy season. The devotees enjoy the Lord's beauty because it is a collection of all kinds of beauties. Therefore, the word Sarva Saundarya Sangraham is used. No one can say that the body of the Lord is wanting in beautiful parts. It is completely Purnam. Everything is complete. God's creation, God's beauty, and God's bodily features. All these are so complete that all one's desires can become fully satisfied when one sees the beauty of the Lord. The word Sarva Saundarya indicates that there are different types of beauties in the material and spiritual worlds, and that the Lord contains all of them. And I like to share also this quote from Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth canto. It's explained that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore represented in the six-arm form of Sadbhuja Murti, which is a combination of Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The best purpose of human life can be fulfilled by worshipping the Sadbhuja Murti, the form of the Lord with six arms of Lord, two arms of Ramachandra, two of Krishna, and two of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I like to go directly to the last quote, which is, I think, is really full of nectar. At least I personally like it very much. I'm sure you also liked. It is from the Adi Lila, 17th chapter. He said, this is very confidential, actually. He says, during the season of the springtime, when the Rasa dance was going on, suddenly Krishna disappeared from the scene, indicating that he wanted to become, that he wanted to be alone with the Srimati Radharani. I think I'll skip the Bengali. Then Krishna was sitting in a solitary bush, waiting for Srimati Radharani to pass by. But while he was searching, the gopis arrived there like a phalanx of soldiers. Just see, the gopis said, seeing Krishna from a distant place. Here within a bush is Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. As soon as Krishna saw all the gopis, he was struck with emotion that he could not hide himself. And out of fear, he became motionless. Krishna assumed his four-armed Narayan form and sat there. I'll repeat that. Krishna assumed his four-arm Narayan form and sat there. When all the gopis came, they looked at him and spoke as follows. He is not Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. After saying this, they offer obeisances and the following respectful prayers. Namo Narayana Deva Karaha Prasada Krishna Sangadeha Mora Guchaha Visara. O Lord Narayan, we offer our most respectful obeisances unto you. Kindly be merciful to us. Give us the association of Krishna and thus vanquish our lamentation. The gopis were not made happy. It is Papa commenting. The gopis were not made happy even by seeing the four-arm form of Narayan. They offer their respects to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and begged from him the benediction of achieving the association of Krishna. Such is the ecstatic feelings of the gopis. After saying this and offering obeisances, all the gopis disappeared. Then Srimati Radharani came and appeared before Lord Krishna. When Lord Krishna saw Radharani, he wanted to maintain the forearm form to joke with her. In front of Srimati Radharani, Sri Krishna had to hide the two extra arms. He tried his best to keep four arms before her, but he was completely unable to do so. The influence of Radharani's pure ecstasy is so inconceivably great that it forced Krishna to come to his original two-arm form. This is the wonderful glory of her love. And this is actually from the Ujjwala, this thing is from the Ujjwala Nilamani, Nayika Veda 7, by Srila Ripa Goswami. So, I have more nectar. I don't know if, I think there is no time, so since we have 1 minute left, so I'll give us some time for questions. Thank you for listening so patiently. Any comment? Or questions? Nothing? Okay, so we end up here. Thank you. And before I'll share with you something else. Actually, it's too long. I think I'll leave it there. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Bye.